We welcome you tonight in the Lord's name to the house of God. We trust the Lord will bless you in this new year and that the hand of God will be upon you for good, even as we meet together tonight. We have little cards there just announcing the motto text for the new year. If you want to pick up one on the way out, you're welcome so to do. And I trust you'll keep it in your Bible and keep the scripture there in mind as well during this year. Do you remember the restrictions within the building as you enter and exit? And while we're in the building, of course, you're familiar with all of these, and let's keep them continually in our minds. And then could I mention also the Wednesday night Bible study and prayer meeting in the church hall, continuing our series in the survey of the New Testament. We encourage you to join with us as we look at the Epistle to the Colossians on Wednesday evening. Each morning this week, the minister's week of prayer will take place by Zoom. And do remember that from 10 o'clock each morning as we meet by that means for prayer through each morning, Monday to Friday. There'll be a presbytery meeting by Zoom again Friday night. That link will be forwarded to elders before then. Next youth fellowship will be Friday week, the 15th, God willing, by Zoom again at 8 p.m. For all young people. There are baskets at the exits for the offerings. Today is Building Fund Sunday. All loose collections and Building Fund envelopes go towards the Building Fund. Please remember that. Next Lord's Day, 11:30 and 7, the service is here. Preacher Reverend Samuel Murray from Portavogie. It's normal at this time of year we do sometimes have swab of pulpits and after the week of prayer, and I will be in Portavogie, so pray for us as we travel there next Lord's Day, back and forward to the services there, Mr. Murray, as he travels back and forward here to minister the word of God. There will be the prayer meeting in the evening time, youth room from 6:20 to 6:45. Envelopes can be picked up for 2021. The gift aid ones are there with your names on them. If you haven't picked them up, please do so. There are ordinary free will offering envelopes as well there at the cupboard at the notice board. Please remember that. We appreciate all the giving of the Lord's people. As we said this morning during this year, it's been a very difficult year in many ways, and yet the Lord has wonderfully kept up our offerings, and we thank the Lord we're able to meet all our commitments, and we rejoice in that. And also we're in a position now where we can pay off one of our loans, God willing, very shortly. So we're thankful to the Lord for his goodness, and we want to look forward then for greater things in 2021. Literature subscriptions for the Vision magazine are to be in by tonight, if possible, or at least to indicate to Robert that you need it, because he's ringing up this week with the final numbers. So if you haven't got your name down for Vision, please do so tonight, or contact our brother Robert as soon as possible. I think these are all the announcements we have to make this evening. We're going to join together in the words of a hymn you'll see on the screen there. Another year is dawning, dear Father, let it be, in working or in waiting another year with thee. We'll keep our seats as we sing, and then we'll stand for the prayer. Thank you. Our gracious, eternal Father in heaven, we come into thy presence tonight in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. We thank thee on this Lord's Day evening, the first Lord's Day of a new year, we're met in thy house. And we pray for thy presence with us tonight, that thou would speak to every heart that's here gathered, and every home. There's no homes that are not represented, speak within them too. And we pray that men and women, perhaps who have no thought of thee tonight, will begin to think about eternity, to think about their soul, to think about their need of salvation, and to think about their need to be saved tonight. We pray, O God, that thou wilt work mightily and powerfully in this meeting. We pray that thou wilt defeat the powers of darkness, that thou wilt drive back the forces of wickedness. And we pray that thou wilt cause thy word tonight to have free course and be glorified. That amongst us tonight we might see something of thy right hand and something of thy power demonstrated in the salvation of lost and dying souls. We pray, O God, for those long prayed for, that even tonight they may be swept into the kingdom. That this will be the night of nights in their experience when they come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, that they will trust in him as their own and their personal Savior. We pray for the working of divine grace here tonight in this church. We pray, O God, that thou wilt cause thy blessing to be poured out upon us even this evening hour. We pray for those in particular need at this time, those who have needs in their bodies and illness, and we pray for thy healing touch upon them. Think especially of Mary as she goes for the surgery this week. Pray for healing for her, for thy restoring hand. Remember her husband and family. Be with them and may they know the comfort of Scripture. Remember our brother Cecil and his loss. We pray for comfort for Cecil and for his sister and his brother and the family circle in this time of loss. May they know the peace and the presence of the Lord. Remember our brother Eric Barnes and his wife has been ill and now home from hospital. Undertake for Eric and the situation. Grant grace and help for Florence and for others too in our congregation of illnesses. And maybe some are afraid to come out, or Lord, who at this time are being very, Lord, feeling vulnerable. We pray that thou wilt meet their needs, that thou wilt bless them. For others who may have grown into carelessness or complacency and feel they can sit at home and not come and worship, we pray, O God, that thou wilt, if there is this, stir hearts and, Lord, give an interest again and a desire for the means of grace. We pray, O God, that thou wilt come to our land and our nation in all its darkness and, Lord, all that's happening with this pandemic. Thank you for thine interventions thus far. We pray for further interventions in days to come, that thou wilt make bare thine arm, even medically, but most of all spiritually, in the situation we pray of thee. Answer prayer for our families, for our friends, for our neighbors, for those in our cities and towns, villages across the land, and across the nation and to the uttermost parts of the world. Work powerfully and effectually, we pray in these days. We ask it in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Amen. We'd asked our sister Natasha to come and bring her first ministry and song just now. Thank you. Having another little one has not lessened your voice. And if Faith and Paige have as good a voice, you're doing well. Of course, you've got your dad now. He can come in and sing a duet. Forgot about that, brother. Don't want to leave you out. So we've got that option as well into the future. We're going to sing another hymn, just keeping our seats as we sing together. It's a well-known hymn that have come up there. I must needs go home by the way of the cross. We'll sing together the words of this hymn just as we remain seated, please.
Thank you.
ask Natasha to come and bring her final message and song to us before we come to God's word tonight. Natasha, may the Lord bless that ministry and song to all our hearts. We're turning to the book of Joshua, chapter 24. The book of Joshua, chapter 24. And we're reading together from the opening verse of this scripture. The book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, and reading from the verse number 1. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau. I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. And afterward I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and ye came unto the sea. And the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt. And ye dwelt in the wilderness a long season. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, that ye might possess their land. And I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak the son of Zippor, the king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and called Balaam the son of Beor to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam, therefore he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand. And he went over Jordan and came unto Jericho. The men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites, the Girgashites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with sword nor with bow. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them. Of the vineyards and olive yards, which ye planted not, do ye eat. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the strange gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. Amen. Ending our reading there at verse 16, we know that God will bless to us the reading of his inspired, inerrant, and infallible word. Let us stand, please, for prayer. Let us all engage in prayer tonight. Our gracious God and loving Father, we turn now to the preaching of thine infallible word. I am trusting thee for power. Thine shall never fail. Words that thou thyself hast given me must and shall prevail. Give prevailing words just now. We pray in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Amen. You may be seated. The title of the message tonight is a message for the new year. You'll find my text in the 24th chapter of the book of Joshua and in the 15th verse. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Especially these words. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Often in life we are indecisive. We find it hard to make decisions. And maybe you're a ditherer in relation to making decisions. You put off making decisions
that need to be made. And of course, there are consequences if you put off making decisions. Joshua here was a great leader. He was a man chosen of God to succeed Moses. A man in whom dwelt the Spirit of God. He was a great leader because he was led by the Lord. And in his leadership, there was this decisive attitude. He moved the people of God forward to possess the land that God had promised to them. And when decisions had to be made, he was not afraid to make them. He didn't delay to do what God wanted him to do. And so the people of God moved forward under the leadership of Joshua and Caleb, his faithful colleague, of whom it was said, he wholly followed the Lord. Not only was Joshua decisive, but he urged the people to be decisive too, to make the right decisions and to do it speedily. And as we've entered into the first days of a new year, surely this text is appropriate for us. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I pray that you would heed these words tonight, that you will go in a right path in 2021, in the days and in the weeks and in the months that lie before us, in a way that is well pleasing to God, the way of God's salvation, giving to us not only safety, but security for this life and for all of God's eternity. Three simple things I draw your attention to in the gospel tonight. In this New Year's message, this message for 2021. First of all, the directive that he gave. Choose you this day. It had to do with making a choice. And every day, of course, men and women, we make choices. The clothes to wear, the food to eat. Choices in the normal, mundane things of life. Nevertheless, important choices. We make choices too in regard to education and work and friendships in the course of our lives. Again, vital choices. But the most important choice that we are called upon to make relates not to our physical or material well-being. It has to do not with our relationship with men, but rather our relationship with God. And this is what Joshua is directing the thoughts of the people here toward. You'll notice in verse 14 he says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve the Lord." He's urging upon the people to turn away from idolatry and to turn to the worship of the true God, the mighty God of heaven. And know that your heart tonight will be turned to worship the true God. Not idols, not false religion, but the true God of heaven. That you might fear the Lord tonight. That you might fear the mighty God of heaven. And know that that fear of God would prevail in your heart tonight and in the hearts of men and women in our society and across this world tonight. I want you to notice here in relation to this choice, it was a personal choice. He said, choose you. In the case of the children of Israel, of course, there was a choice to be made by every individual. And oftentimes, in the case of children, parents have to make choices for them in the early years of their life. But here is a choice that you have to make for yourself. No one else can make it for you. You have to face up to this vital, important matter of your relationship with God tonight. I remember in doing outreach in Belfast many years ago, and speaking to a man at the door of his home about his relationship with God and the choice he needed to make in relation to that matter. His response was this, I don't take anything to do with that. I leave that all to the wife. She deals with all of that. But friend, your wife or your husband or your parents, or your brother, or your sister, or some other family member cannot make this choice for you. You have to make it for yourself. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord, while he may be found, and call ye upon him, while he is near. Or you can try to push it on to someone else. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the individual. It comes down to you and me. Remember Jesus in Mark chapter 10 and verse 21? He addressed the rich young ruler who came running to him and asking him, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And the Lord said, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, take up the cross and follow me. And sadly, he made the wrong choice. And he went away from Christ, and he went away sorrowing from the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you go away from Christ? At the start of this new year, will you make the wrong choice? And then we have Zacchaeus. He had a personal choice to make, and the Lord addressed him and said in Luke chapter 19 and verse 5, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. But he made the right choice. And he came down. And he came to Christ. And that day salvation came to his house. Will you make the right choice tonight? A personal choice. Choose you this day. But I want you to see, secondly, tonight, it was a pressing choice. Choose you this day. You see, there's urgency required here. There's no time to hesitate, or no time to procrastinate, no time to delay. And when it comes to urgent things, time is the essence. We must act quickly. There are matters of life and death here. And none that is so urgent as that of your soul. Have you thought about your soul tonight? Have you thought about your soul's eternity? Eternity? Eternity. Where will you be? In God's eternity. And the Bible again and again lays emphasis upon today in regard to the matter of salvation. You see, you cannot wait until tomorrow. You cannot afford to wait until tomorrow. For the Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And how imperative it is for you tonight, my friend, to come to Christ and to make the Lord your choice this very night. Don't leave it a moment longer. Make the Lord your Savior now. Start for heaven now. It was something pressing for Noah and his family. when the deluge of the flood was about to come upon the earth. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 7 and verse 1, "And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." You see, the door of the ark was open at that time, but soon it would shut. And soon God would shut the door, and no man could open it. And so there was no time for delay. Immediate action was required. My friend, tonight, address the pressing matter of your soul. Address it tonight, right now. In the days when the American Northwest was being opened up, a young engineer went to build a bridge across a mountain chasm. And after months of work, they had almost finished the bridge, and one night he said to his men, "Come after supper and we will finish it in about an hour, and I will pay you a day's wages for that extra hour." "No," they said, "we have other arrangements. We cannot do it." "Come back," he pleaded, "I will give you 2 days' wages for the extra hour's work." They said, "No, but why do you want us back?" He replied, "If a great storm should come tonight into the mountain, it would sweep the bridge away. We have not quite finished it." But they went their way saying, "It hasn't rained in months. It's not likely to rain tonight." But that very night the rain came and emptied the floods upon the mountains. They rushed down relentless in their power and swept the unfinished bridge away. And you know, my friend, here is a parable of the soul that knows and the soul that wishes and yet presumes and delays and waits in relation to their immortal soul. Friend, this is a pressing matter. God's wrath is about to be poured out in His indignation upon your Christ-rejecting soul. And upon this Christ-rejecting world, it is time. It is time tonight to seek the Lord. Oh yes, we have here the decision, but we have here also the deliberation that is to be grasped. "And choose you this day whom you will serve." You see, my friend, you must deliberate upon this matter. Who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve idols or the true God? And that's the context here in Joshua chapter 24. And that's the very challenge to your heart this evening in this gospel service. Many there are in this world who are serving idols, the idols of false religion. And in their darkness they are worshiping graven images. For others it's the idols of pleasure, or the idol of prosperity, of position and power in this world. For many too, it's the idol of self. As it was in the days of Joshua, so it is today. As it was in the days of Moses, or in the days of Elijah and other of the prophets, so it is today. In Elijah's day, they were worshiping Baal, and Elijah challenged them there in 1 Kings 18 and 21. "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. If Baal be God, follow him." And so there is a choice, my friend. As you make this deliberation tonight between false religion and true religion, it's a simple, straightforward choice for you tonight to make. It's one or the other. Which will it be tonight? False religion or true religion? But it is essentially a choice between life and death. The God of heaven, the creator of life, the giver of life, the sustainer of life, in Him is life. And by trusting in the Lord tonight, you will have life and life more abundant. Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundant." To choose other than Him is to choose death. False religion brings death. There's no life in false religion. It cannot give life. It's impossible for it to give life. And those who embrace false religion abide in death. And the Word of God exhorts you tonight, therefore choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. But then it's a choice between bondage and liberty. You see, false religion chains people. It causes them to be in fetters and to be bound. But the Lord God of heaven is the one who frees the sinner from the bondage of sin and sets them at liberty. The hymn writer penned those words, "He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood avails for me. Whom the Son sets free, he is free indeed." You know on the freedom of the gospel, that freedom that Jesus Christ gives and brings. If you haven't known it, thank God you can know it tonight. You can come to Christ tonight. You can be saved. "Thou hast snapped my fetters. Thou hast made me free. Liberty and gladness I have found in thee." It's a choice between darkness and light. Between darkness and light. The darkness of false religion. Without a light to lighten the path of life. To serve the Lord is to know that glorious light. The light of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that shines into the hearts of men and women. And young people. And we walk in that light as He is in the light. Leave the darkness of your sin tonight. The darkness of your pleasure seeking. The darkness of your life without God. The darkness of your false religion. And enter into the light of life that is found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want you to see not only the deliberation that has to be grasped, but I want you to see in this text the decision that was grand. For Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He made the right choice. He made the right decision. It was an individual decision. As for me. As we said earlier, this is what you're faced with tonight. Joshua decided to serve the Lord. Is this what you're saying tonight as an individual? As for me. As for me. I'm going to make the wise choice tonight. You will have no regrets, my friend, if you make that choice. If you make it tonight. Remember a dear man made his way to a gospel mission we held on the Shankill Road many years ago. As soon as the appeal was made in that gospel meeting, he came to Christ. Another lady, when we'd opened the building, the first meeting in the gospel on the Sunday night, first time she was ever in the church, she came to Christ. She became one of the best supporters in the church until the Lord promoted her to glory. As for me, she made the decision for Christ. Remember that first man I mentioned, his wife left in tears that night. It was a Friday night and I decided on the Saturday afternoon, I said to my wife, "I've got to go and see this lady. I feel constrained to go." I made my way to her home. Saturday afternoon she said, "Mr. Smiley, I'm glad you've come, for I want to get saved." And I had the joy that Saturday afternoon of pointing that lady to Christ. As for me. You see, it's an individual decision. Individual decision. Will you make that decision tonight? It's time you made it, friend. Time's not on your side. You've saw more of life on the side that you're on now than you will see beyond this moment. You've gone up the incline of life and now you're going down the decline. Isn't it time you were saved? Time tonight.
It was an individual decision, but it was an inclusive decision. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As the head of the family, he set the example. And they all followed. They all decided to follow the Lord. Would you set an example for your family that they might follow it? Will you follow the example that has been set before you in your family, dear friend, tonight? Maybe your parents and your grandparents have set before you an example. Your wife or your husband. Other members of your family have set an example before you. Will you serve the Lord tonight? You remember that jailer when he was saved? Wonderful story there in Acts chapter 16. And how he was saved with all his house. How wonderful. I remember many years ago under the ministry of Dr. Paisley during those great times of blessing in the Ravenhill Road. I remember one night a man, his wife and six children all getting saved in the one night. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Is that what you're saying tonight, dear friend? You see, the impact of his decision. Look at verse 16. The people answered and said, God forbid we should forsake the Lord and serve other gods. Look at verse 21. Nay, but we will serve the Lord. Look at verse 24. The Lord our God will we serve and his voice will we obey. The people decided to follow the Lord. And what Joshua and his family did impacted upon the whole congregation of Israel. And they too said, we will serve the Lord. If you will come to the Lord tonight, if you will serve the Lord tonight, if you will get saved tonight, there is no knowing what an impact that will make upon the wider community where you live, upon other people that you work with, upon your family members, upon others in society. These are words of challenge to our hearts tonight. Choose you this day whom you will serve. A minister preached in a southern penitentiary. He observed in the audience a face that was so strangely familiar to him. At the close of his service, he went to the convict's cell, and before the minister spoke, the convict said, I remember you. We were boys in the same neighborhood. We used to play together. And then we went to the same school together. And then our prospects were as bright as each other's prospects. But at the age of 14, you became a Christian and entered into the service of God. But I refused to come to Christ and made the choice of this world. And now you're a happy, honored, useful minister of the gospel. And I'm a wretched outcast. I've served 10 years in this penitentiary. I'm a prisoner here for the balance of my life. You made the wrong choice. And many years ago, I went to take a service, as I do frequently. At that time, it was the Mays Prison. I went to the Mays Prison. Do that service, I had no idea who would be there. But as I got up to preach, I could see this fella, and that fella, that other fella, and somebody else over there, four fellas all together, in the same class I was at in school. I remember them coming to the services in the martyrs when there were thousands of people attending. They came to me after the service and they said, Smiley, you made the right choice. Every one of them convicted of murder. Four of them. Some of them multiple murders. Making the wrong choice. Friend, what an impact that made upon my life as I left that prison that morning. Couldn't get those fellows out of my mind. I remember them sitting in the martyrs, sitting listening to God's word, listening in services where scores of people were getting saved. Made the wrong choice. Don't make the wrong choice tonight, friend. Don't go from the service without Christ. Take him tonight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious God and Father, tonight we pray that by thy Spirit thou wilt work in hearts and lives, and will bring souls to Christ tonight, men and women, boys and girls, into the kingdom of God. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing another hymn tonight. Now, this is a hymn that Dr. Johnson sent me. So I don't take any responsibility for the wordings, all of that. But he sent it to me. I think it's pretty good. And it's a familiar tune. I think you'll realize that it is a familiar tune. And I trust that you'll join in the singing of the words. May not be familiar words, but you'll get onto it as you look at the screen and hear the tune, and let's sing it together. And Happy New Year to you all as we come to the end of this service. After the singing of the hymn, we will stand for prayer. Dr. Johnson was a hymn writer. Well, he's not. He just found it somewhere else and sent it on to me. But anyway, I trust you've enjoyed singing that. And we trust the Lord will be with you all in 2021, that the hand of God will be upon us. And Happy New Year again to you all. May the Lord bless you. Let us stand for prayer. If you're concerned or troubled about your soul, we're here to help you tonight from God's word to point you to the one who can meet your need. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, be with you all now and forevermore. Amen.